holy letters of the Rebbe. Also, in this letter, we'll see the Rebbe talks about the women covering the hair. I mean, certain things that is very obvious, like in the religious community now, people do it all the time. But we're talking in 1955. It was a big deal at that time. You know, people didn't all do it, didn't all cover their hair, and sometimes there came to a shidduch. So they're asking the Rebbe a couple of questions here. So, Baruch Hashem, this is letter 3499, Baruch Hashem, the 21st of the year, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm answering you on your letter the 16th of the month of Ziv. It's referred to in the Tanakh, the month of Iyar is called the month of shine. But in there you write about a suggested shidduch that with a daughter of a Kohen. A daughter of a Kohen, if the father of the girl is a Kohen, that would mean that in order for you to do that shidduch, you'd have to be a scholar. Because it says that if you marry a daughter of a Kohen, only a scholar can marry. So he's asking the Rebbe, they're proposing a shidduch with a daughter of a Kohen, and he's no scholar by any stretch of the imagination. So is that something that he should entertain? And the Rebbe says, as it's known, the ruling of our Holy Torah, which is brought down in the response of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek in section Eben Ezra in chapter 11. And he concludes that you don't need to know that much. You need to know one tractate. One tractate. That makes you already a scholar for that, for these purposes. This is something which many people have already read it through, they've done this way. He says that that's okay. So you need to know one tractate. The Rebbe doesn't tell you which tractate. You can take a real small one or whatever. But you know, you become a scholar by doing one part. Okay. So now he writes another issue. It's interesting, the extreme of his questions. I want a question: can he marry her because she's a daughter of a Kohen? And what does he have to learn in order to allow to marry? But the other hand, he says that it looks like the parents of the suggested girl, and it also appears also the girl herself, they don't agree that she should cover her hair. So the Rebbe says, in that case, if they don't change their mind, God forbid, so the Rebbe says, for sure, don't occupy yourself with this match at all. Because besides the fact that this is an important law, the self-covering the hair, it's Das Moshe v'Yehudis, which is the level, it's part of the religion of Moshe and the Jewish religion, so in of itself, as brought down in the Gemara and the codifiers, but the Rebbe says it's more than that. It's not just that she doesn't want to cover her hair, but it just goes to show that there's a general basing this match, and to start it off, not to follow the opinion of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want to follow the rules. I mean, he's a religious boy. He's asking the Rebbe for guidance. And the fact that they don't want to accept that shows that they're not interested in living a religious life. And the Rebbe says, then don't get involved. And the Rebbe says, also look in the Zohar in chapter section 3 on page 126, beginning 1. And the Rebbe says, it's very obvious, don't have to go in too long. However, the Rebbe says, if they change their mind and she wants to conduct herself as a proper, like the Jewish women, like the, according to halacha, like a bas yisrael ksheira, then the Rebbe blesses him. It should be in a good, auspicious time with blessing. So the Rebbe is not against making the shidduch. The Rebbe just wants to make sure that the shidduch works. You know, unfortunately, sometimes people get married and they don't care, and then one of the partners, you know, wants to become more religious or gets more religious, the other one doesn't want to go along, and then they end up splitting. You know, so that's a problem also. But to start off a shidduch, somebody who's religious, with somebody who's not religious, that's starting off asking for trouble, because and it's not the right way to start off the life. But the Rebbe is still positive about it. He says, hopefully, or if they retract and they decide to live a religion, then go ahead, go through with it. It's a good idea. And don't worry about that she's a daughter of a kohen, you know, and just go through with it. You know?